Obie Award-winning performance group The Secret City will be making their annual return to Woodstock, New York with the Secret City Art Revival, a weekend festival, a site-specific performance, installation, community gathering, parade, and artistic tent revival. That's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it happens Thursday, July 26th through Sunday, July 29th. They know how much it is going on because they're doing it. Guests for this summer's revival include Amanda Palmer, puppeteer Paul Zaloom, and troubadour Andrew Bemis. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Andrew Bemis. The Secret City Art Revival invites locals and visitors to share in the special creative spirit and the extraordinary cultural legacy of Woodstock. The New York Times calls the Secret City sort of a salon, sort of a church. It has grown into a half irreverent, half earnest blend of revival meeting and group meditation session. Welcome to Woodstock. To tell us more, we welcome artistic director and revival creator Chris Wells. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It's good to be back. Thank you.
Very nice to have you back. Revival committee members include lead artist Nancy DeWeer Ganey. Good morning, Nancy.
Thank you for having me here.
Wonderful
Big
to
fan.
Have you here. And Secret City singer, wow, that's a lot, Secret City singer, Jess Lunt. Good morning.
Good morning.
How
Thank
are you.
You
all?
We're great.
Good.
Well, so let us begin with you, Chris.
Tell us
the origin story here. How did this all come about?
Well, we started the Secret City in New York about 11 years ago. I was inspired to create an event that sort of emboldened and supported and provided a home for artists of all kinds and also created community around the arts. And so we started very small. There were a couple people sitting on the floor, and then it just grew and grew by word of mouth. And we got a lot of theater people and a lot of visual artists. A lot of the dance community came. And then over the years, it sort of exploded into we moved to a larger space. We won the Obie, and then we expanded to Los Angeles. And then when my partner and I, Robert Lucy, who's now my husband, who was a co-founder, when we moved to Woodstock in 2013, I thought, oh my God, this is the perfect place for the Secret City to expand into. And now we're based in Woodstock, but we still program in New York and LA.
What did you win the Obie for?
The Obie specifically was for service to the creative community.
Now, when you look at that service, what service do you think you provide?
Well, I would say a lot of my passions are chiefly to move the arts back to the center of the conversation. I think the arts have been so marginalized in our country, and they're thought of either as a luxury, an afterthought, or a sort of silly hobby. And my work over the course of my life has been to make art. I've been very lucky. I've been a successful artist all of my life. And now that I'm in my 50s, I see that what so many people struggle with is there's very little support for working artists. And there's a great sort of schism between the people who are very rich and successful and then the sort of rest of working artists. So the mission is to support artists working in all ways, in all media. And so I'd say the service to this creative community is to actually provide community to them and to provide a place that sort of reminds them of their mission, which is to make art, to be an artist in the world, which is really a challenge at this time. Mm-hmm.
Thursday, July 26th is the kickoff, and then the 27th, 28th, and 29th, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
How do you bring it together in the sense of when you realize that there's so much, how do you decide on what you're going to do and what the arc is going to be?
Well, because our signature event is this Sunday gathering, which kind of takes the structure of an old-fashioned country church service, but is all arts related. So there's a live band, there's a choir, there's featured guests. So knowing that that's the culmination on Sunday, we kind of work backwards. So we know we wanted to have additional performance happening around town, so that's on Saturday. We wanted to have a movie outside, so that's happening Friday night, and we have some house events Friday. And then we just have a really great kickoff party Thursday night with a band and sort of welcoming all the artists. So it's structured to provide performance throughout the weekend, but also opportunities for people to run into each other, maybe make some new friends. And then Sunday, we have this incredible processional that's walking through the woods down to the field with banners and outfits and we hope a brass band. We're still waiting to hear from those people.
Well, they got if another you're gig?
Well, the funny thing is there's actually a huge brass music festival in Kingston on Saturday. So all the brass bands of the Northeast will be in Kingston. So we're trying to
not that far away.
I know. Yeah. It's what I keep. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. I'm going to say, Joe says, you're not that far away. Just come over.
I mean, how many...
20 minutes away.
How many times are you going to get a run on brass band, for God's sakes? Take the gig when you can. So the theme, which I love, is joy.
I know. Do you think that's okay, Joe?
I think it's great.
You do?
I think we need joy. Yeah. I think that people need to exude more joy. Mm-hmm. I think any opportunity to allow people to exude joy, whether they come in and they have joy to share or they need to have an infusion, that is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I agree. I will tell you, because, you know, some people might accuse us of being frivolous, that what the Secret City does maybe doesn't have seriousness in it, and that these are dire times, and that there's darkness, and there's shadows rumbling across the land.
Which is why you need joy.
Thank you. Amen. This is exactly, I believe that joy is a key part, a key aspect of resistance, that we must raise the vibration and remember what life is like without totalitarianism.
Right. That's right. You get sick of life sucking.
There's
a
T-shirt.
Something.
There's a T-shirt.
Nancy, when it says lead artist, what does that mean?
Oh, I pretty much pulled the whole show together myself.
Because you're the lead artist.
I am the lead artist. And no, Chris has given me that title, which is so great. I'm so honored. And but what we've been doing in preparation for this Sunday is we've been having these workshops where we're creating these amazing banners that we'll be holding during the processional from Birdcliff Barn down to Andy Lee Field.
Birdcliff Theater.
Birdcliff Theater, I'm sorry. Birdcliff
okay.
Theater. We've been having a great time. We've got the community come together to make these banners. We've had kids coming, and they're just going to exude joy.
and a lot of glitter.
And a lot of glitter, lots of glitter. And so that's pretty much what I've been doing is trying to get this whole aspect of the weekend together. That's my lead artist role.
Now, you are a singer, which is interesting, Jess. You're not the only one, I guess.
Thank goodness, no, especially since I've lost my voice. Yeah. But there's 20 of us in the choir. And the Secret City Choir, a lot of them will be coming up from the city. We have a strong group of singers in the city. And then we're starting to build a really nice, solid Woodstock crew, too.
Yeah. I'd actually say the Secret City Singers this time, it's almost exclusively upstaters.
Okay.
Maybe there are three people from the city, which is thrilling. Mm-hmm.
So what? How do you become a Secret City singer?
Well, you know, the thing we were talking about in the car coming here is since our founding, there's been, I wouldn't say confusion. Some people think that we're a cult. Some people might think there are secret things you have to do to take part. And sometimes we exploit that mystery. But really what we want people to know is we're a very open, inclusive, in no invitation needed to be part of our community. If somebody wants to sing in our choir, they just have to want to sing with others and dress up in perhaps outlandish outfits.
There are no real auditions for the role.
No auditions at all. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so, Jess, because I want your perspective on this. Chris, just...
I'll shut it for a second.
Just for a second, just because I want to hear Jess say this unvarnished. But when he says outlandish outfits, what exactly is he talking about?
Well, it ranges, and for me, I've been involved with the choir for 2 years, and when I first started out, they were a little bit outlandish. I put on a little makeup. But as you get more and more involved, the wigs... The glitter, I haven't done that yet.
Hot pants,
face tattoos, all kinds of stuff, and people have real collections of costumes, and there's always a color theme.
Yeah.
So this year we're working with, or this time we're working with, blue, white, and orange. So.
You want to come sing with us, Joe?
Come on.
I don't know. The more you talk about it, it does sound like a cult. So,
do you want to come and sing with us?
Was it the blue and the orange?
It's like a harmless glitter cult.
So what is, how did you pick the colors? Like, wait, did you have a meeting on the colors?
I'll tell you. Yeah, you know what? This is actually good because the colors were going to be blue and white because I have an outfit that I really want to walk through the woods wearing this blue and white and trails and hats. And but then I added orange because when we had to get the approval to do the processional, we had to go meet with the town of Woodstock a number of times. And because the town of Woodstock, they have been amazing and very generous and helpful. But it became clear that there would be crossing guards provided and security. And when somebody mentioned that they'd be wearing those orange reflector vests, I added the color orange to the colors
so
of the weekend
of the
so that it looked a little more intentional.
That's great.
And we
you,
could,
just,
we
you
could,
worked it into the
I worked
the
it
motif.
In, and I'm showing all of the magic here on the round table today.
But I think it's fantastic, first of all, that I didn't even – see, this is how dumb I am. I had no idea that you would have to go to the town for a permit for such a thing.
Yeah.
I just think that would be like a Tuesday in Woodstock.
I thought so, too. Yeah. But the town of Woodstock is a serious place
well,
in
I
many
know,
ways.
Yeah, obviously.
It has a
but
lot
I, but
of...
But you're shutting down streets and stuff, so
well,
I guess
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, they're shutting down streets, and they're escorting us down Upper Birdcliff to Lower Birdcliff to Rock City Road. The fire department's involved. Chief Keefe, whom I'm in love with, Chief, you know I mean that platonically, but Chief Keefe is the police chief of Woodstock.
As does Chris's husband, I hope. But
Chief Keefe is involved in getting the local police to help us cross the road safely to manage the traffic, so it's all above board.
Now, you're doing all of this,
yeah.
So meanwhile in the city, and when all this is done, then what is the Secret City doing now?
Well, our season starts up again in September. We kind of follow the school calendar. So this event in Woodstock this weekend is the culmination of our entire season. So then we'll take about a month and a half, 2 months off, and then the end of September we start up again in New York. At Dixon Place.
So let's, in the couple minutes that we have left, let's talk about some of the highlights here because Amanda Palmer, that's huge.
Yeah, Amanda's playing at our Sunday event. Yeah, Amanda's great. She's become a new collaborator, friend, supporter of ours.
Yeah,
we love her.
She's a lot of fun. Yeah. She's wonderful.
And then Paul Zaloom.
Do you know Paul Zaloom?
I don't.
Paul Zaloom is an amazing.
I feel like I
should know. Yeah, Paul Zaloom is an amazing, multi Obie Award winning puppeteer, satirist. He's funny. He got his start at the Bread and Puppet Theater in Vermont many years ago. But he also has deep roots in Woodstock. Many of his siblings live there, and he grew up going there. So he's doing a very sort of intense, hysterical, and disturbing version of a Punch and Judy show that's called the Punch and Jimmy show. There's a lot of violence. And then Andrew Bemis is also coming. And Andrew Bemis is, we call him a troubadour. He is a troubadour. The first time he performed for us, he showed up with his leather hat and braids, and he had a spoon on his belt and his accordion and banjo. He looks like he's walked out of the, you know, a rail car from the 1910s.
I understood every part of what you just said except for a spoon on his belt.
He has like a little miner's spoon. So if he's like eating by a campfire, he's got his spoon.
Right. Okay. So it's nothing that he needs for his job.
He doesn't play the spoon.
Yeah. All right, okay.
No, he really is tricked out like he lives on the
like
Woody Guthrie. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
great.
Awesome.
So
awesome. Yeah.
Andrew Bemis and
yeah, Andrew Bemis. And there are dozens and dozens of artists and performers doing things throughout the weekend. So please come. It's going to be magical.
So we got the banners and flags.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're set for that. We got the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got a
outfit.
An orange, blue, and what was the other color?
White.
Howard Johnson's.
Yeah,
that's right.
Or Matt's.
Yeah, it's the Howard Johnson's or Matt's colors.
Just be handing out clam rolls. You can find out more about the secretcity.org. I'll find out about all of this. So the secretcity.org, and it's Thursday, the 26th. Through Sunday, the 29th, and if my calculations are correct, that's this coming weekend.
That's right. It's in
two days.
Woo!
You're ready. All right.
We're ready.
TheSecretCity.org. Chris, Nancy, and Jess, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
what a pleasure.
You.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.